Market View on Money FM 89.3.
You're listening to Money FM 89.3, and it seems that this week has been a better week for mainland Chinese markets, including out in Hong Kong. And we are seeing that coming out of the weekend, there are signs that both the Shanghai and Shenzhen boards are mounting decent gains and comebacks after what's been a very torrid start to the new year of the ox. But what might the future hold for Chinese equities? And also, what might the outlook be for Hong Kong markets moving forward? Well, today on Money FM 89.3, we are joined once again by Mr. Peter Chun, who's the founder and head of Silverberg Capital out in Hong Kong, to share with us what he makes of that torrid start to the year for Chinese equities and whether or not the outlook might actually start to brighten on these two decent days of gains. Peter, thank you so much for joining us. Glad to hear you and your loved ones are in good health still and safe during these uncertain times. And welcome back to the show, sir. It has been a while.
Thank you. It's nice to be back.
All right. So, Peter, you know, we last spoke just before the Lunar New Year, I think. And since then, we've seen equities on the mainland tumble in significant fashion, at one point even hitting correction territory. And there was nothing bullish about the start of the year of the ox. But do you think that the rout may be over given the strong performance for mainland Chinese equities over the last 2 days? Or could things suddenly reverse back into losing territory in the future? What are your thoughts about what the market environment might be for Chinese markets out in the mainland and in Hong Kong?
Well, I think certainly a lot of the people had speculated and had relied on giant guys like Alibaba and some of the Chinese tech companies. And these guys, however, because of COVID situation, did report some losses. And therefore, I think some of the strong investors were a little bit not satisfied, and therefore everybody started to look at the stumbling session of Chinese market. I think that's kind of one of the effects, and obviously the COVID situation had dragged on a little bit, and the ripple effect have started to show up. So I think that these are kind of the things that had made the Chinese market tumble a little bit.
All right. There are many possible flashpoints we can talk about, from, say, the tech sell-off on regulatory pressures to even whether or not Chinese stocks overall are pricey. But I want to talk about the recent wellspring, at least, or source of worries for Chinese equities. And that was the debacle facing Huarong Asset Management, who potentially could have defaulted on a bond payment. Now, they did say last Friday that they had made a deposit already to take into account for their upcoming bond payment last Sunday. And financial authorities in China have also said that they believe Huarong Asset has enough reserves or financial capital assets, at least, to meet future bond payments. Can investors stop worrying about the bond defaults in China? Or is this something that might be keeping you on your toes? Because there is the possibility that we might see another Huarong incident, at least, erupt somewhere else in mainland Chinese markets. We talk about bonds a lot, Peter. What are your thoughts now, given everything that Huarong's been through the last couple of weeks?
Well, I think it's quite a challenge for the Chinese regulators to handle something like this. And I think that they had done a good job. And as you can see, the mainland market, Chinese market, was steady after the regulators dismissed distress. This situation in a nice way. For us, we had noticed there is quite a bit of default right now in China. I don't know, or I would probably wanted to find out how Chinese government would wanted to handle a situation like this, because I think the regulator probably have to step in at some point to balance this. If they do, then I think the market will not collapse. But if they do not do a good job on this, then obviously that, you know, it will cause some damages, definitely. I mean, I'm talking about some sort of a bailout, some sort of a support, some sort of a merger. You know, it really depends how the Chinese regulators are going to look at this and in what way.
And regulators, there are concerns now. Well, maybe not concerns, but regulators have subtly hinted on more than one occasion that they might not be as generous in bailing out companies in China from their bad loans and perhaps let them actually try to deleverage on themselves and regulate their own leverage risks in an effort to try and stabilize and improve the financial system. Do you think this is a good move on the part of Chinese regulators to try and improve the overall health of the Chinese financial sector, but perhaps tolerate some of these short-term hiccups, like, say, from the likes of Huarong or even Evergrande in recent times? And can markets handle it? What are your thoughts?
Well, I think it's a catch-22. So, I mean, if the regulators started to start bail out all these Chinese companies like this, obviously there will be a lineup of many to come. If they now say no, you need to be responsible for yourself, and that you needed to do your job properly, otherwise there'll be some consequences. So then hopefully these policies will hopefully make them a better company, because now that it's a wake up bell to these companies saying, hey, look, you really need to put your house in order in a proper way. So I think the regulator cannot be seen being too generous. Otherwise, you know, as I said, there'll be a lineup of these companies lining up in front of their offices trying to get bailout stuff. Otherwise, is a challenge. But if they are now strong and say, no, you need to put your house in order, hopefully some of these companies might be able to resolve their own cases, because they don't want to be exposed to some unnecessary consequences.
We're still speaking to Mr. Peter Chun, founder of Silver Bear Capital, here on Money FM 89.3 to get his outlook, or his updated outlook, at least for Chinese markets. The other thing that many are preparing for out in mainland China is the potential tightening of liquidity. We've talked about this before, Peter. Do you think that we might have to prepare ourselves for lower liquidity levels and tighter monetary policy in China? And might this actually keep Chinese stocks capped, at least, or perhaps restrained for the short term, as we perhaps deal with a slightly tighter liquidity regime out there? What are your thoughts, sir?
I think definitely the liquidity size is shrinking, and I will probably say the inflection point of macro liquidity has basically been confirmed already what I'm seeing. And I think expectation about liquidity tightening has been rising to in many people's eyes, and which will make it difficult to support the current market valuation. I think this again would be a COVID 19 ripple effect to show up. And it will continue to show up unless there is some government intervention to see how we can assist the economy to better adjust the COVID outbreak ripple effect.
Okay. Peter, looking forward, though, I do want to get your updated outlook now for the second quarter, for the rest of the year, for Hong Kong markets. We've started to see, for instance, the IPO pipeline from China start to shudder a little bit because of these fintech regulations. There are also concerns that perhaps rising yields and the sudden decline in tech stocks out in the U.S. might also weigh on some of these tech IPOs in Hong Kong. How do you think might this all impact your outlook for Hong Kong markets? Do you have a rosy or skeptical forecast, at least, for where the Hang Seng and Hong Kong stocks might actually head?
Well, I think the Hong Kong market is going to be okay versus not okay for the time being. As you can see from many aspects, I mean, the outbreak of riots has been settled. That's one thing. The COVID situation is pretty much handled because of number of cases each day is minimal right now. So these two are being taken care of. And then we look at the real estate side. There is a lot of people going into the real estate market because some of the real estates had fallen, and people are actually buying into real estates now, back into the real estate game. The financial market in general, from the population point of view, is strong. So people are taking advantage of being at home, or maybe using the cell phone to go into the market. The U.S. tension had somewhat released a little bit. That actually clears the cloud again for Hong Kong for the time being. So in general, I think is not going to be a bad one this year. However, whether there is strong IPOs coming to Hong Kong like last year, I think there will be one or two, but not as big as last year, of course. But this will hopefully keep up the momentum for the next, say, Q3 at least. So I would probably say we're okay Q2 and Q3 for the time being.
All right, Peter Chun, founder of Silver Bear Capital, thank you so much for joining us today on Money FM 89.3. As always, I wish you and your loved ones continued health and safety during these uncertain times, and we look forward to the next time we can have you back on the show. Meanwhile, stay safe, sir, and have a great Tuesday ahead.
Thank you.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SBH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.